Penguin Random House Audio presents People from Bloomington by Bodhi Dharma. Foreword by Intan Paramadita. Read by Emiko Susilo. Translated with an introduction by Tiffany Tsao. Read for you by Nathan Agin, Mark Bramhall, Chris Shula, Langston Darby, Sunil Malhotra, Reynaldo Pinella, and Eric Sharp. With an introduction and preface read by Tiffany Tsao. Bob in Pennsylvania, Anne in Georgia, and Don in Indiana. People from Bloomington is a trumpet of a prophecy. If winter comes, can spring be far behind? Ashes and sparks, my words among mankind. From Ode to the West Wind by Percy Bysshe Shelley.
Forward. The Absurdist meets Jane Austen in Bloomington. I first read Bodhi Dharma's Orang Orang Bloomington, People from Bloomington, at a very young age, and had little understanding of the book other than that it is a collection of stories about the lives of white people in America. My second and more exciting encounter with Bodhi Dharma happened much later in my early 30s, when I was writing my novel, The Wandering, about a third-world woman who travels the globe with a pair of cursed red shoes. As I engaged with the themes of global mobility and cosmopolitanism in my novel, I researched Indonesian authors who, like myself, had lived abroad and written stories set outside Indonesia. I was in Amsterdam on a fellowship and decided to pick up a copy of People from Bloomington from the K.I.T. Elfe Library in Leiden. It was a strange way to reconnect with Bodhi Dharma and realize that he, too, was a writer in transit. He wrote the book in 1979 when he was a PhD student at a university in the United States, just like I was when I was writing my novel, and he produced some of the Bloomington stories in Europe en route to Indonesia. Reading the book as a traveler, I was transported to streets in America's Midwest, some big and others small, with nice houses and big lawns under a blue sky. Yet, as David Lynch has reminded us, when you see flowers behind white picket fences and blue velvet plays in your head, you know that you will find a severed ear. Something is lurking beneath the familiar. I recognized the changing seasons, the apartment buildings, and the trees, but I had a feeling that we were not in Kansas, Bloomington, or an unassuming Midwestern city anymore. Bodhi Dharma's realism is also a strange realm, a universe full of coincidence and cruel fate, where a larger force, Deus Ex Machina, is laughing at the characters, or at myself, like in the Coen brothers' films. When I learned that Bodhi Dharma was completing his PhD thesis on Jane Austen when he wrote it, I finally understood his stories, along with his cast of observant but weird characters, in a different light. People from Bloomington is Jane Austen's world with an absurdist twist. Bodhi Dharma's new take on the absurd, along with his cosmopolitan sensibility, has added a rich, complex, and vibrant flavor to the history of Indonesian literature. I use the term absurd in the way that authors and critics have categorized him within the Indonesian literary discourse, an umbrella covering experimental, existentialist, and avant-garde works of authors such as Iwan Simatupang, Danarto, and Putu Wijaya. The absurd has been used to place Bodhi Dharma on the literary map, even though his fiction often escapes stylistic boundaries. In 1974, young Bodhi Dharma was already a prolific author and a literary sensation in Indonesia when Horizon, a prestigious literary magazine of the period, issued a special edition on his works. It featured four of his stories, an essay about his works by scholar and translator of Indonesian literature, Harry Aveling, and an interview with him by legendary poet Sapardi Djoko Damono. In his essay, Aveling described Bodhi Dharma as a writer with peculiar thoughts, whose stories were populated with unfortunate characters living in a brutal, frightening world in which agency was elusive, as their fate had been decided by circumstances or other characters. referring to Bodhidharma's earlier essay, Sastra Merupakan Dunia Jungkir Balik, Literature, an Upside-Down World, Aveling called his absurd fiction a Jungkir Balik, Upside-Down World, where logic fails. In the same year, when the Horison Special Edition was published, Bodhidharma departed to do his postgraduate studies at the University of Indiana, Bloomington. He found Jane Austen's books after a series of coincidences. Serendipity marks not only his stories, but also real life. He chose to write a thesis on Jane Austen, going against many people's advice to focus on another woman writer because too much had been written on Austen. Arguing that he was drawn to Austen for her novels and not her gender, Bodhidharma insisted on the topic. Upon completing the thesis, while waiting for feedback from his committee, he embarked on a journey to write about Bloomington city dwellers. In his author's notes, he claims that the Bloomington stories, unlike his previous absurd fiction, are realist and resist flying into the other world. This other world, however, remains haunting. The uncanny in People from Bloomington appears not through fantasy, horror, or magical realism, but in small ruptures within the mundane daily lives presented to us by narrators with peculiar ways of seeing the world. Poking holes in reality rather than violating it, the book is both subtle and sadistic. While there is no excessive violence in the book, some stories are quite visceral, and they violate our expectations of unremarkable characters and places. Like Austen's novels, the Bloomington stories allow us to see the world through the eyes of characters who observe and make social commentary on reality. However, if Austen uses characters to convey her views on morality, Bodhidharma's reality is already filtered through polite but morally questionable narrators. Austen's women characters observe social situations from a limited sphere due to their gender. In contrast, Bloomington's narrators are characters who transgress borders in disconcerting ways. They are more voyeuristic than curious, more perverse than quirky. They enjoy seeing other people's misfortunes and even shamelessly benefit from death and calamity. Social realism has always had an important place in Indonesian literature, perhaps most recognized in the global world through the political novels of Pramudia Anantatur. But some influential writers, including Bodhidharma, occupy a more experimental space, rejecting realism through stories that defy narrative logic and coherence. What complicates the map is that Bodhidharma's strange stories do not always sit comfortably with the absurdist group. People from Bloomington situates him in an in-between space, a realist world portrayed through an absurdist frame, morbid and funny at the same time. This makes the story collection a distinctive contribution to Indonesian literary history. Bodhidharma's in-betweenness can also be seen from how he navigates through different cultures and the idea of being in the world. Unlike today, where travel is a common theme in Indonesian popular novels, often framed as the desire of neoliberal subjects to explore, consume, and seize opportunities, the theme of transnational mobility in Indonesian literature in the 1970s was quite rare and largely depended on privilege received through scholarships or marriage. A few authors who had the opportunity to travel, such as Umar Khayyam, Enhadini, and Bodhidharma, wrote about different cities, New York, Paris, or Bloomington, and engaged with cosmopolitanism in different ways. Cultural clash, disconnection, and the nostalgic longing for home are always haunting the fascination with the West in Umar Khayyam's work. On the other hand, Enhadini, whose observation of other cultures was shaped by her experience as a flight attendant and wife of a diplomat, proposed a redefinition of national identity by incorporating the idea of the citizen of the world. Bodhidharma's cosmopolitanism moves away from the questions of national identity. He takes from the West, turns influences into his own, and subverts them. In February 1950, a group of artists associated with the cultural journal Siasat wrote a manifesto called Surat Kepercayaan Gelanggang that opens with a bold statement with a cosmopolitan spirit. We are the legitimate
sample complete. Ready to continue?